My name's Paul. Tonight we're out in Coventry at a curry house to do a formal sample of a lamb-based curry product. On this occasion, we're looking at a curry house where we have no reason to suspect that there's a particular problem, but we still need to check that the meat that's being sold is as described.
Paul's gone into the curry house and I can see him through the window, having a look through the menu. So at this stage, they've no idea he's from Trading Standards. And I've just watched them now, just handing over a blue bag. So I'm going to just leave the car and go inside.
And I've just said, under the Food Safety Act 1990, the following has been taken as a formal sample under the above legislation for analysis by the public analyst. We've had one lamb tikka masala balti, priced at $5.95.
Yes.
And what I would expect to see in there is just lamb.
Because we use lamb tikka, but the mince meat is a chicken.
All right, so you've got lamb in there, but you've also got chicken in there.
Chicken, yeah, okay. Chicken mince.
Thank you for telling me that. Yeah. Under the Food Safety Act, what you need to do is make sure that the descriptions you apply to food are absolutely accurate. So if it has got lamb and chicken in, you should be disclosing that it's got chicken in as well, rather than just calling it a lamb tikka masala.
We use a little bit of mince to give flavour.
So you put mince at something else in there as well, okay?
No, mince.
You put mince.
Chicken mince.
Chicken mince is in there as well.
Masala.
You just made that curry on the premise today?
Yes.
Do you have any invoices for the meat that's in the curry here?
Invoices?
Is it delivered cut or is it in legs?
Like off the bone.
Off the bone? But you haven't got any paperwork relating to it at all? You've got no labels or anything else?
No, at the moment I can't see anything.
So I've just written you out a trader's notice here, which has got your details on. What I just need you to do, if you just sign there and then just print underneath.
That wasn't as straightforward as I thought it might be.
Well, it's in their own best interest to give us as much information immediately so we can make an informed choice about exactly what's going on. And this restaurant on this occasion has obviously realised that they're putting other meats in there. They've decided just to tell us straight away. We're then going to do the analysis and see what else is in there. Make sure that the lamb is what they're being told it is. Once we've got the results back, then we can make an informed choice about where we see this going further.